This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is on track to see record high eviction filings by the end of the year. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
City courts have already seen more than 10,700 eviction filings this year. Those filings represent 3,500 people, and 40% of those residents are likely children, Newman says. Rental assistance programs are helping people stay in their homes after their cases go to court. Here's Melissa Thate with the Denver Department of Housing Stability.
But we're sometimes even serving cases that are as far along as they have received a writ and the sheriff is on the way, but we're able to work with the landlord to get them assistance before the sheriff's department is there to actually execute the writ.
Even as court cases have grown, the percentage of forced evictions by the sheriff's department has dropped. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Xcel Energy is facing a new state investigation after receiving numerous complaints about power outages around Colorado. Aaron O'Neill with the Public Utilities Commission says there are a lot of unanswered questions about what is causing the outages and how Xcel is responding.
There are a number of areas that could be investigated to better understand what is currently occurring in the public service system.
Xcel attributes the outages to various factors like blown fuses or bad weather, but O'Neill says the state needs to have a better understanding of the cause and effects of the power outages. Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction saw record student enrollment this fall. President John Marshall says that's contrary to a national trend of declining interest in higher education.
Something is happening here that's a little bit different. It feels to me like sort of an accumulation of factors, but the net effect is our freshman class is going to be up 35%.
Last year, CMU announced it would guarantee to pay tuition for students whose families make $70,000 a year or less. This is CPR News and KRCC.